gonna break it down, break it down, break it down. Gonna break it down, break it down, break it down.
Check, check. What up, commentarians? We are back. Episode 11. Commentary, intellectual black versation. What up, y'all?
What up, what up, what up?
Salutations.
It's the Be-A-Be-A chicken.
And greetings, greetings. Recap of the last episode. We talked about Brandy and Monica, The Boy Is Mine, and Two Queens in a Room, things of that nature. We did have, you know, some comments, but we're going to leave those where they are. We're going to push forward.
We have some commentary.
Some commentary from the commentarians. Yo.
Oh, God.
As you all know, we are based out of STL, St. Louis, St. Louis, Missouri. Rep your city. You can't spell hustle without the STL in the middle of it. So, you know, many are called, few are chosen.
Big facts.
You know, shout out, rest in peace to the homie Solo. So this kind of, it's going to be a good one for me. If you knew Solo, he was a pioneer in the city, promoter, DJ, heavily connected just everywhere, man.
That's like, a fact.
Big dude at Red Bull, had Def Jam, Interscope, Universe, man, you name it. This dude had his foot in it. So,
yep.
Paying homage to Solo, a.k.a. West.
West.
I think we're going to talk about New St. Louis, Old St. Louis. Y'all down with that today? Y'all down with that? That's cool.
I'm with it.
You with it?
I'm with it.
So just we're going to get everybody acquainted real quick. You know what I'm saying? The number one St. Louis question is, what high school did you go to? If you're not from St. Louis, you don't understand that. We don't understand it either, but we know why we ask it. So, what high school y'all went to?
So, I went to Normandy, but I graduated from McClure. No, not McClure North. Not McClure South Berkeley. McClure.
Y'all had a nice track.
We still do.
The blue track.
Yeah, yep. The track was nice.
As you see off the highway, yeah.
They had one of the coldest tracks in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Where you was at, Shy? Oh, go ahead. What?
I always thought it was red, but it's blue.
Is it? I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
I don't drive past no more construction terrible going that way right now. So.
Yeah. Well, I was part of the DSEG program, and I didn't want to go to Beaumont with all my cousins. So my mother shipped me out to Rittner, the Rittner Huskies with the orange track.
It probably saved your life, brother.
Yeah, I agree. My cousins kept up too much shit. I was the dork of the family, but that don't matter when you from where you from. Shit.
Yeah, man.
Everybody jump on in. But nah. So graduated in 1995. Was supposed to graduate in 1996. I'm still old.
Oh, with honors. Okay, all righty.
You see how that? I just got out of me and my sister switched our birthdays.
He saw flexed on us. B. Yeah,
I
got out of there early.
Graduated high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, dang.
And I went to Clark Atlanta. Had to come back to St. Louis. Went to UMSL. Graduated. Not that you even care to know all that.
With that's honors. My life.
Hell no. I was at graduation praying, like my whole family. That's back when they used to have it down at the Savis. It was called something.
Oh, snap, the Savis Center. Yeah. Man, we already going back. Whew.
Yep.
I'm a graduate of Hazelwood Central.
I knew it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man. That was
says
you know,
a lot.
I mean, you know, Hazelwood used to be that deal back when I was there. Now, not so much because, you know, they are pushing everybody out of St. Louis City to St. Louis County, North County, to be more specific. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the quality of education and everything out there is going down, unfortunately. And it's all by design, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
hey, same thing's happening in the city.
Yeah.
But let's take it back here. St. Louis has a plethora of people on the map. People listening right now be like, oh man, y'all only got Nelly. Like, don't get it twisted. We love Mo. But you know what I'm saying? Ike and Tina was from right across the bridge. Mm-hmm. And I be trying to put St. Louis and East St. Louis together. I don't know what that beef is about. We need to link up.
They still beef.
They do.
It's not beef, bro. It's you know how they be like, East Side cast Dusty. You know what I'm saying? Like, bruh.
And I got love for my East Side cats, 25th and State homies, man. And we all, and shit, St. Louis brothers, y'all know why we was over on the East Side back in the day.
Some of y'all, I was gonna say, because most of us spent a lot of time across the bridge.
At the Mono Dono.
At the Mono. And the Rio. Yeah. And the Casino.
The Bino.
Way in the back.
Yeah. The Pink Slip.
Bottoms up.
Hey, yo, real talk. Like, I don't even be liking strippers like that, but the Pink Slip actually has the best cheese fries you'll ever eat in your life, man.
I've never had the cheese fries at the Slip.
I did.
Chicken used to be bomb as fuck, too.
I've had the chicken. I've never had the cheese
fries. It was like a fat ass and some cheese fries, and I was focused on my fries.
Yeah. I hosted amateur night for a while at Bottoms Up.
You said you did what?
Hosted amateur night.
How did you were just the host, right?
That's when I worked with Gucci O.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I know you probably got a million stories.
I DJed at Soft Touch for a short period of time.
The Soft Touch.
I've never been there.
It was grand opening, grand closing.
It was real dirty.
Oh.
Yeah, I think the mug was open for like maybe a couple of months. Real talk.
Well, I'm pretty sure the Pink Slip wouldn't pass a clean bill of...
Are they still open?
Oh, hell nah.
Okay.
I think Mr. St. Louis came and blew that motherfucker up along with the other players' club. Shit.
Oh, man.
That is not around no more.
Okay, then. All right.
Nah, man, but real talk. I wanna get into this ain't gonna be a reminiscent joint, but I do wanna talk about, you know, where the city is now, where it came from, how we remember it, you know. So for everybody that's listening, if you're around our age demographic, you know, somebody, mama probably gonna be like, well, he didn't even bring up da 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 the Animal House. Like, nah, that ain't our time, you know. So I'm a Palace Saints, living room,
yeah,
AJ's, you know, all them. So Spruce. We all kinda Spruce. What are some of your fond memories of you know, let's take it back to the neighborhood you grew up in, now and in. And what do you remember, like, and you know, you can even take it political, like, what are you seeing? What are the changes? Is it more money there now? Is it less money? The grass greener? Is not?
So I am from University City by way of Kenlock, right? And I say by way of because my mother is full Kenlockian and my daddy was full Usitian. So I lived in Kenlock for a very short time and then moved to UCity. So I am a Usitian with a Kenlock heart, if that makes sense. UCity has always been a large Jewish community and we still are. Like, we still are, but it's also a little bit of, like, I don't know what's the PC term, but we have a small section of the area that is, do I say Asian? I think.
Yeah, they it's considered Chinatown. They call it there. Yeah. Chinatown.
So we still very much that, but UCity is, like, its own community. Like, we our own hood, our own clique. We 15 minutes away from everything in St. Louis, and we very much feel that we are UCity against everybody.
Yes, you all do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes,
you all do. We are definitely a community that takes care of each other, for sure.
Mm. Well, I'm a NoCo fluorescent guy. Good fluorescent, though. Good fluorescent. I, where I grew up at is still you know, in good shape, you know, and I hate to put it that way. But it's like crazy because some of the areas like right around the way now are low income housing. I remember like the first time I figured out that that was going on like close by, my my younger cousin, he's 4 years younger than me, so he was like a freshman or a sophomore when I was graduated. So I went to go pick him up from this girl house one night around the way. He's like, cuz, come pick me up. You know, I gotta get up out of here. I'm like, oh, I'm on the way, bro. I'll get you. So this is like literally probably like 8 minutes from the crib, probably less for real. And I pulled up, and it was like 10 people in this house that lived there. And I was like, man, what is this? Like, he's like, oh, yeah, that's our people, bro. You know, da da da. I'm like, dog, like, you know, coming up, when I was coming up with you, in them houses, only mother, father, son, daughter, or whatever stayed there. You know, then you see a whole family up in the joint. I was in the Hazelwoods, but like North County was Hazelwood, Riverview, Ferguson, Florissant, which was your McClure's. And it was crazy because like everybody beefed with Riverview. It was Riverview versus everybody. But then like some of the like different, like the Hazelwoods joints, they would beef. And then like the McClure's were like just their own little worlds. Like they didn't really too much beef with nobody. They were just kind of doing their own things.
We beefed with each other.
Did ya?
Yes.
Oh man.
But I also went to Normandy and we beefed with Wellston, so.
Yeah, it was like 16 people on each side. I think that you know, during that time a lot of athletes were born that ended up going pro. Randy Orton went to high school with me, stayed down the street from me, like 2 minutes away. He's like, everybody knows who Randy Orton is if you were down with wrestling. It's just kind of crazy to go back because, you know, like, you see people walking and stuff for it. Like, you never saw people walking where I used to live. Like, you see people walking. It's kids running up and down the street. It's basketball hoops. There's, you know, they got the rim bent down. Like, you know, stuff like that. We used to go get a new rim. You can tell your parents, man, it's broke. Y'all need to go get me a new one. Your parents will get you a new one, maybe. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I said all that to say, you know, Shot, you sharing, bro, you in deep concentration today.
Yeah, still on that clock doing that nigga shit. But anyway, I was born on the west side. Then we moved to the north side, O'Fallon Park area, and then went back to Central West End for a little bit with my great grandparents. And then I went to a lovely neighborhood called Baden.
Hey, crazy. Baden used to be a Jewish neighborhood, though, right?
German? For what I was told, yeah.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, man, O'Fallon Park in the 80s, man, and early 90s, and then Baden on through, you know. What can I say about it that couldn't be said about the Marvel Universe? I don't even know where I'm going with that one. But nah, man, I mean, just city, growing up in the city, being, you know, as far as schooling, I went to school somewhat in the city, but mainly in the county once we got the DSEG program. I don't even know if they do that anymore.
No.
But, okay. I figured that was going to stop.
Because of sports, ironically. That's crazy.
So, yeah. Interesting. Just coming up, man. That's I don't want to go super cliche, but you know, my upbringing in the city is what made a lot of movies in the mid 90s to late 90s. You know, it gave it all the stories and made it popular, man. So, Menace to Society probably described the early 90s.
Hey, St. Louis was on fire, man.
Man.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, pushing forward, man, St. Louis is ground zero for pretty much the current movement now, Black Lives Matter. August 2014, Mike Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put this thing on the map. But before I get to that, mm-hmm. I think that the reason that we got here today, not here, but we selected this topic. I remember we had a conversation a while back and we were kind of chatting and we were talking about how, you know, St. Louis don't get we don't get our flowers, right? Because we're talking about how, like, St. Louis is a huge, like, what was a huge BMF hub. How there was, like, tons of pro sports here. You had black athletes from the Rams. You had the Cardinals, John Jay. All those guys. Mm-hmm. There was tons of headquarters here before Anheuser-Busch InBev. It was just Anheuser-Busch.
And that has a very rich and weird history behind it in itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually was just having a conversation with my son about the Missouri Botanical Gardens and how a lot of people don't know, but that used to be a plantation.
I didn't know that.
Henry Shaw was definitely a slave owner, bro.
Whoa. I used to live in the Shaw neighborhood, too. I know.
Henry Shaw was definitely so his story is crazy, right? I'm going to give you all just kind of a little brief synopsis on it.
Okay.
Henry Shaw, because the Botanical Gardens is like a couple hundred acres, bro. He basically came over here, had slaves. He had them, this is my assumption. I'll give you the truth and I'll give you my assumption, but he had them, you know, working the land. Like if you go to the Botanical Gardens, bro, you see like all the outhouses and the little, you know, mud houses and stuff are still out there, bro. Mm. But he had them work that land. And one day, all of a sudden he just woke up and wrote a letter to his family back in Europe and he released all of his slaves and let them go. It just so happens, ironically, 3 months later, he opened up the Botanical Gardens for profit. So.
One way or the other.
He's so St. Louis.
Yeah.
Straight up.
So my assumption is he had them build up that land so that he could use it, you know what I'm saying, for profit. Because were no longer, you know, fielding it for harvest and stuff. I don't know. I have to dig deeper, but yeah, Henry Shaw was definitely a slave owner, bro.
I believe it.
Wow. You gotta give a little bit more context to it. He had some slaves escape, man, and they ended up selling her to Mississippi, the main slave, and her and her kids to Mississippi. And you know, if you got sold to Mississippi, that was like Mississippi, Louisiana is like going to hell. That's how they would threaten. I'm serious. That's how they would that's how they would threaten slaves. Like, you don't act right, I'm gonna sell you to Louisiana and Mississippi, because those are the worst states to be in for slavery.
Yeah, I know Mississippi for sure.
Yeah, so that's where he sold her to after she tried to escape, right before all this this goodness he supposedly was giving up.
Right, wow. Sent that lady into her death.
Yep, without her kids too, and sold her kids off some other random places.
I ain't planning on going that heavy today, man. Y'all got me going now, though.
I mean, if you're gonna tell our story, you have to tell our story.
Tell the story, yeah.
You know, I mean, because we have to remind people too that this is where the famous Dred Scott case took place too, on our courthouse steps.
Mm-hmm. On our courthouse steps.
And he's buried in Is that Calvary? Mm-hmm. Yep. Which is haunted. Mm. A lot of haunted stories there.
Well, that little road in between, I don't really drive down there too often anymore, but I used to hear if you drove down it at night, it was crazy.
The hitchhiking lady in white.
Is that a real thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like the bubblehead.
The bubbleheads. You beat me to it. I was just about to say.
Kind of like the bubbleheads.
The bubbleheads. All right. Yeah, I heard they were real.
Yeah, St. Louis has a very mysterious undertone to it as well.
Absolutely.
I'm always been into like paranormal activity, haunted, you know, stuff like that. So I've been doing like a little bit of research. So we do have a very deep history of like haunted things and just mysterious shit, like the limps, you know, them people, they was, yeah, you know, suicide after suicide. So the Limp Mansion is haunted. The lady in white, she hitchhikes on that road in between Calvary Cemetery and what's that, Bell Fountain? Mm-hmm. The Shaw neighborhood, they say, is haunted as well, that you can see certain things. And yeah, so we have a very weird ass history in St. Louis as well.
Mm-hmm. Y'all gonna have me pick up some Google searches tonight.
I can see some stuff. I have a lot, like I've been doing a lot of research because I am actually looking for like haunted places to visit and document on TikTok. So I'll send you.
Charleston, South Carolina.
Not doing that.
Nah.
Winston-Salem, maybe.
If any of our commentarians are from the crib and they got stories, if you're from out of town and you got some joints you want to share, let us know. We'll definitely shout those out next episode. I posted a story the other day. I don't know if you all saw it, about how the population in St. Louis has been decreasing since 2016. So they're losing 1% of our residents per year.
Are they going to Atlanta?
You are in my head today, what a day.
Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. I forgot what the number one growing city was right now. I think it was somewhere in California.
Don't forget they moving to Dallas too.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Shout out to my sister.
Yeah. What do you think that's attributed to? Because, you know, now we're talking new St. Louis, you know. I feel like we lost a lot of good people. No disrespect to anybody, but you know, I feel like we lost a lot of good people, professionals and just socially, you know what I'm saying? I feel like we lost a lot of great people.
One thing I feel, and this is just being honest, St. Louis is a little bit stifling. And that's only because we have that crabs in the barrel mentality. A lot of times we don't want to see other people prosper, or we just some haters. St. Louis is also extremely dangerous. Nobody really at this point, we aren't steadfast like our grandparents and great grandparents were. Like, we here, it is what it is. We gonna be right here. People are afraid to raise their families here. Our city is very dangerous. We're all the time in the news for shit that is not always good. So I think people feel suffocated by that. So why not move? Why not try to go somewhere else? Running away from St. Louis to run away from your problems, that ain't it. But I do think that at times St. Louis is kind of stifling.
I think that to touch on something you said, the crabs in the bucket mentality, I think it's just a matter of, I know a lot of people that try and get out of where they're from, period. You know, Atlanta, Houston, Dallas, whatever. Like, I got a homegirl that was in Dallas, is in Houston now. Born and raised in Dallas. She was like, bro, I just had to get up out of there. It's too much. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's funny you say that, because nobody, when people leave St. Louis, they never go to another Missouri city.
Yeah, they like, oh, I don't have to worry about this in Houston. Well, yeah, you live in the suburbs in Houston, bro. Like,
yeah,
40 miles away from the city. It's like, right. No, you're not going to see that.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to move to Joplin. What? Right. Yeah.
Right, right. No, I think that, you know, like I said, touching on that, we have lost a lot of people for, you know, those reasons. But, you know, people say St. Louis, it gets down here. Don't get me wrong. It gets down here. But you can't tell me St. Louis is more dangerous than a city that got 80 shootings in one weekend.
In Chicago?
You just can't tell me that. You can't tell me that. People are like, oh, St. Louis is more dangerous than Chicago. Fam, have you been to Chicago?
The news, like, but the narrative that's painted, it is that we are worse, which we know we're not. Are we maybe running neck and neck? Probably.
And then I thought, too, when they, like, some years ago anyway, when they talked about it, because, you know, St. Louis has been active for years, I think they said while we kept getting number one, and Daryl, chime in, because I think me and you talked about this, where it was based on, first off, it was based on, like, the Penrose Park area, like, certain factions of the north side, and it was so many murders within this certain, like, circumference.
They don't count St. Louis County.
They don't count St. Louis County.
Yeah. Yeah.
They count also St. Louis City.
Chicago is also cooking their books for, like, 20, 25 years, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And because they were trying to get the Olympics, what year was that they tried to get the Olympics? Maybe it was 2012. So they
it was recently, it. Yeah.
Yeah, but they were cooking it for 20 years previously. Because you go when you get to get the Olympics, you got to be 20, 30 years out going after the Olympics. They was cooking the books for a long time, not letting everybody know. This ain't nothing new for Chicago.
At all.
Like, don't get it twisted. Just like the early 90s, bad here in St. Louis, Chicago is off the chain even worse.
Yeah. In the early 90s. Because my thing is, if they counted, if this was just based off the city from what I, well, okay, what y'all said, and if they weren't counting the county, then counting the county would make it double worse, wouldn't it? Or even triple?
No,
it would
be way less.
It'd be
less.
It would be way less?
Yeah.
Yeah, way less.
I thought it was all murders happening in North County. To be
you got to think about it. There,
West County,
you gotta,
South County.
Yeah, yeah. If you, when you expand the population.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
And then you, then you put the numbers of the homicides, murders, you know, those together, then it's smaller looking because you're, you have a bigger ratio.
Yeah, so you're going from.
Yeah, they do that shit on purpose. Politics.
Right, roughly like 300,000 people in the city to about 1.3 million in the metro, St. Louis City and county.
Yeah.
So
I always was trying to figure that out because I was like, this.
Yeah. They don't count. No. Like this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, they don't count. Like this. The city.
Think of it like this. So, like, Chicago is, I forgot how many square miles. I think like 200, not 200, I'm tripping. Like almost 120 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But within that 120-mile radius, they have, like, 4 million people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If St. Louis were to combine city and county, we would be almost the same size as Houston, mm-hmm. with a quarter of the population.
Right.
So we have more square mileage but less people. So, therefore, the crime would go down because you have less people in a bigger area.
Yep.
Than, you know, in the smaller little radius that they're counting it as. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we don't combine the city and county. I'm pretty sure that somebody somewhere has a rhyme or reason. Somebody hit us up and let us know. I need where's Wiley Price at? I need to hear Wiley.
Yeah, I know one thing. The mayor of Indianapolis, this was about maybe like 8 or 9 years ago. I can't remember the dude's name, but he was trying to reach out to St. Louis and saying like, hey, if you want your city to boom, you all have all these like municipalities and so on and so forth. How could that be eradicated? But of course, and St. Louis, I'm thinking that goes into like everything from like taxes to all kind of stuff. While the good old boy is probably like, nah, not gonna happen. And you could be in you could literally be in North St. Louis, turn a corner, be in Jennings, turn another corner, be in Riverview. You know what I'm saying? And just be like, and it's all different like factions to the T. So that bugs me out about St. Louis too.
If you want to see what St. Louis is about to become, visit Indianapolis or visit Nashville.
And that's one thing I wanted to, you know, kind of chime in on as far as like with people leaving St. Louis. Where I work, you know, I'm telling you, I see so many transplants coming to St. Louis, and I don't know if they're being accounted for or not. A lot of St. Louis people, and in particular Black community is what I think we're really focusing on, are leaving. But it's people from like Los Angeles to New York who are moving here because it's cheaper. And as far as with the medical schools and some other stuff that they got going on, and definitely, just skipped my mind. But yeah, a lot of people are coming here and they're creating opportunities. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So they're bringing different type of, I think St. Louisans are great hustlers. I think that St. Louisans, we can create nothing or something, I was gonna say it wrong. We could create
something
out of nothing anywhere we go, but we just don't do it together. You know what I mean? Whereas you have out of towners who's like, hey, all of this stuff is open from, believe it or not, nightlife and concerts up to like just creating businesses. And I think you're gonna see, I know you're gonna see a lot of, St. Louis is gonna become a hub. But it's kind of going to be on like that back street, like how me and Daryl talk about the back streets. It's kind of going to be happening on the back streets, then boom, it's just going to be here. And St. Louis won't even look like, in my humble opinion, won't even look like it looks now, probably in the next 3 to 5 years. So, and then I know a lot of brothers and sisters leave. St. Louis is dangerous. So people want to go to places of, you know, hey, I can raise my family, school systems. With my nephew, with him and his football career, my sister and him knew they had to go down to Dallas because that's just like a great place to take it from high school to, you know, Division I or whatever. They had a whole thing. But then there's some people, like Harlem said, you're running from your problems. And you recognize quick, if with all due respect, if you wasn't shit here, you just going to be not shit in a bigger city with different politics, but then it all becomes the same. That's why I personally believe that Atlanta is St. Louis South. I'm just being real with you. But shout out to Atlanta, though. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of Atlanta, I mean, Atlanta's got the booming music scene for years on lock, right? From the Lil Johns. Mm-hmm. We had a good little reign, early 2000s, Nelly Chingy, Jaquan, Murph. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Have y'all seen the new hotness out of St. Louis, the young cat 30 Deep Grimy?
Ooh.
So, no. What? Y'all don't know about 30 Deep. Google him. He's like the new hotness out the crib. Like,
yeah, my little brother put me on him like a couple of months ago.
Bruh.
Yeah, he's like the new man though right now.
He dope.
I mean, I can't front, dude. Nice.
He has the song with the baby.
With Lil Baby. Yeah, he got a song with Lil Baby.
Okay, I've heard it.
Yeah. Another thing too, with my little dibbles and dabbles in the independent music scene across the world. Shout out to London. I appreciate the love for Black Love. But it's a lot of producers, songwriters, and people behind the scenes all throughout the nation that are from St. Louis. St. Louis, like, you know, so we're talking about the people who have the names in the industry and so on and so forth. But the independent music scene, as well as the behind the scene folk, a lot of people come from St. Louis, man. And it's a lot of people hiding in St. Louis too. celebrities and so on and so forth. And a lot of baby mamas.
A lot of baby mamas.
Real women of St. Louis too.
Real women of St. Louis.
Yeah. No. early 2000s, Nelly dropped. Mm-hmm. Chingy came shortly after. Club scene is crazy then.
Hold on, pause. Because I feel like this person gets slighted every time we talk music
in St. Louis.
Every time. And it bothers me because y'all got Pretty Willie fucked up. Okay?
Pretty Willie, Willie Moore.
Yes.
He don't.
He's no longer Pretty Willie or P-Dub. He's Willie Moore Jr. However, the P-Dub and Pretty Willie era, he got a catalog. He got some bops.
And if we being realistic, like, now this is just if you were really into the St. Louis music scene, Pretty Willie actually had Nelly a little bit nervous because when all that stuff was coming out, Pretty Willie was hitting hard, man.
That's why never mind. Yeah.
I already know where you was going.
Yeah, that's why he didn't blow how he should have blown up. Because
they were both signed
Universal. P-Dub, Pretty Willie Suella has a catalog out of this world. I have his CDs. I got the shit on Apple Music, like all of that. I still ride to his albums today. Like he had a catalog, and I think it's fucked up that we don't give that man his props how we should as a pioneer of the St. Louis music industry in the early 2000s.
Shout out Willie Moore Jr.
Real talk. He does.
Harlem, I hear like with people who I hear his name pop up in circles. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that it was like nobody was saying anything about
people are haters. They ride on the bandwagon. So because he was shut down, we can't like his music. Nah, like he got some jams.
You know what's funny? To kind of piggyback on what you're saying, Harlem, a homie of mine, shout out to Keenan, doing big things in Chicago. We had a conversation about the music scene and the party scene. And we were just talking about, he was like, once St. Louis, once Nelly blew up, like, I remember being in, like, Florida, and everybody was talking about St. Louis, and this shit was just so surreal to me. You get back to St. Louis, and it's like, it went from how AI said, all of us just had this, like, unity in the streets. I mean, it was still bad, but, like, with parties and just, either you was in or you wasn't in. But if you was in, everybody was connected. And we were just talking about how, like, St. Louis kind of got Hollywood once a lot of, like, exposure that we weren't used to started popping up in a loop. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't, the conversation wasn't blaming Nelly, because Nelly did his thing and Nelly is dope. And shout out to the St. Lunatics as well. But it was one of those things where he felt that we didn't know how to deal with it. And I agreed with him, but then I also told him, if it never was here, then you kind of have to go through it to kind of figure it out. But it was just, it was a pretty good conversation about just the Hollywoodism of St. Louis and where the cliques started getting real thick within St.
Louis. Oh, yeah, that's, shit, that's about the time we were standing on couches in clubs, you know, and a lot of, St. Louis has a lot of jams that still ring true today, like that still can turn up a club today. Like we have a lot of artists that probably are maybe regular now that had us turned up. Ludi.
Hey, yeah.
Oops.
Yep.
I know he's Bruce Franks now, Franks. But right. You know, Louis V.
Yeah.
Loudy. And you can't say St. Louis without saying do it with no hands.
Do it with no hands. You had Just Black in them. You know what I'm saying? And the funny thing is the All-Stars. Yep. Yeah, shout out
track
to
Track Stars.
Man, trust, we grew up together. But Track Stars. But the craziest thing is, and I always say this to, you know, just traveling and stuff, when I see people try to do the mono, and it always makes me think, like, you would never know what it's like to have been in a monastery when that thing took off. It's from Club Monastery. You know what I'm saying? And you risk your life every Saturday or Friday or Sunday, whenever you decided to go. On the east side to the monastery, I saw everything from people fighting to hugging in a monastery. And you just, all right. Good times, man. Good times.
So, I'll be having conversations with some of my young guys and girls, and I tell them, man, you know, I hate sound like the old dude in the room, but, you know, even for me, like being a DJ, I still occasionally have to end up in those environments. They don't rock. They don't rock.
That's because their music doesn't move you. Like, the music that we created, the bangers, Write a Kid, like Hakeem, the music, Huey, come on now, Pop Lock and Drop It. Like the music that we created made you want to dance, made you want to jump on the couch and cut up. Like it made you want to just kick it. And that is what we used to do. Like we used to turn up at our parties. Like, and that's what clubs were. We wasn't going to the club. We was going to a party.
A party, yeah.
We threw parties straight up. Like, St. Louis was a vibe back in the early 2000s.
And you had your hood. You had your hood-ish. You had kind of your sophisticated-ish that could turn hood. Your hood-ish could turn sophisticated. And when it's like everybody knew each other, it's like some people threw the type of parties where you could have every type of in that mug. And you, like anything from mobbing out or, you know, throw Nelly on or Baby Huey.
Definitely. Sagu and Dynasty, man, was throwing some tight ass parties.
Free Time, which was
all free time. That's right.
Come on, man. A Tribe Called Fresh is what I named a couple people. One of the people on here. They just never, those were my guys, but I just.
Man, long story. We'll talk, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to throw parties and we used to, yeah. And you knew that the shit was live because you knew a bunch of shit come Monday evening because you went to go get the world.
Yeah.
So you saw who died the weekend before, who got locked up, who did what. But then flipped to the back.
Right.
You saw the party shit.
Yeah.
You saw how live whatever this event was or whatever the case may be. Mm. You know, you saw Harlem B talking about telling it like it is in the back of the world. Like, you know, those type of things. We used to turn up.
Yeah, man. You had, oh my God. Eye Candy. Shout out to Big Mo.
Yep, Mo. Eye Candy. Yep. Yeah. The Loft.
Tease. You know what I'm
saying? Because it even goes back because the Loft takes us back to Saints in the Palace.
Oh, man.
Because they same owners.
It's like five people who saying they making the Saints movie. And all I'm saying is, I'm giving it about three more years before I write my version of this mother.
It has to happen. It's got to happen.
Because that's like the Palace and Saints, but definitely Saints on Sunday night. That's like such a dope story waiting to happen. Man.
Yeah, it's like our ATL. I was just going to say it's our ATL. Man. It definitely is.
And it's a million stories. And
think about it. We had a DJ who was like 13, 14.
Yep.
Tab.
Yep.
Spinning, you know, like St. Louis is a vibe. If you know where you at.
And then like me and my man DJ Reminisce used to run, you know, had our Vapors runs at Lola. Lola is a whole nother movie, but Lola was kind of the, I don't want to say it was the beginning of the end, but it was just kind of like the, for me at least, the apex of the dopeness. And then it just kind of, you know, the game went where it went, and these fun times, and this is just my perspective, it just started turning it more business than experience, you know what I'm saying? And it's always been a thing where it's like the club was popping more than the events was popping more than the club, but at one point both of them were it used to be, we're going to Harlem, we're going to Harlem event, gonna tear that mug down. She ended it at 1:30. Then we all finna run over to, I don't know, the Marquee. Then we all go into the East Side. You know what I'm saying? And that was like the whole city. It wasn't just like, oh, it's gonna be like seven. Nah, man. But then things just started getting, you know.
So to you, Shy, how do we get the soul of the city back, man? Tell us.
Oh man, that's a great question. Well, I think one of the things that we're doing it now, like one of the steps is, you know, just remembering what the soul was, and having conversations, depending on who. Now, this is just saying, this is like people who are in power or will become in power to put things together. Like if we're just focusing on like nightlife events or something. So it's knowing what made St. Louis nightlife pop crazy, you know, the soul of it, as you would say. Then it's being honest with ourselves and recognizing that it can never be what it was, but it can be better. You know what I'm saying? Everything is meant to grow. In my personal opinion. And just being honest about some things, like how did it all stop? Okay, a lot of people saw the cash cow because a lot of us ate pretty good in this, but it wasn't, we liked the money, but it was really about just being a rocker, rocking a party, putting St. Louis on the map. A lot of people, side note, a lot of people don't know that a lot of people used to come to St. Louis to kick it at some of these parties. Mm-hmm. You would have people from LA, New York, DC, Chicago, Atlanta, where everybody wanted to run, and them brothers was coming up here to kick it and get them a St. Louis woman. You know what I'm saying? And we were just booming and we were known. But it has to get back to what I call, shout out to my man DJ Charlie Chan in the Chan House. We just talk about like just the official rockers, man, the people who really not only know how to put a dope party together, promote a dope party, not do things to isolate people, but be welcoming to all types of folk, from the hood niggas to the skateboarders. and just really throw that thing down, man, and make it law. Like, hey, this is what it is. It's no longer about getting a quick check and so on and so forth. Hey, y'all, that's such a great question that I honestly think in 2021, maybe 2022, the reemergence of that new soul or that new energy is going to come. But once again, I really feel that it's going to be, well, obviously, because we are older, you know, we ain't going back to Saints, but a lot of new faces, but
see, I we definitely can't even get the lost.
Nah, we can't. But that's what I think, and that's just like kind of a freestyle of my thoughts about that. You know what I'm saying? But it's possible, but it's the new energy, but the new fun energy, not the, you know, the stuff that this stuff turned into.
Okay.
We old, man.
Super.
Everybody on here was in the clubs in some shape, form, or fashion.
Yeah.
In the early 2000s, doing something.
But here's
I used to rock with Daryl and Free Time.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually one of the only all female promo teams in St. Louis, Eyes Don't Lie Promotions.
Mm-hmm.
We was throwing parties with the Dynasty. I was the picture girl at the Loft. I am the voice that says do it with no hands.
Oh!
Like, you know, I was rocking with Allen in the club. Like, we old. All of these people are old. Our kids are Saints age. Like, they the age to go to Saints.
Dang.
But they don't have nowhere to go.
Here's the caveat to what you're saying as far as us being old. And this is why I know this energy is still here and it's morphing as we talk. The number one thing about St. Louis is that's been jumping since the 70s, 80s, 90s, that 2000s are the hole in the walls.
Yeah.
They have always stayed consistent.
Oh, yeah. The Harlem Tap Room, Playboy Cappuccinos.
Oh, man.
Elmo's used to be Hadley's.
Yeah. Hadley's was different.
But, U City shit.
Yeah, it's definitely U City. The planet is what I call y'all, man.
We used to have Janae's West.
Yeah.
You know, like, we just don't, we have the hole in the walls where we can go. But the younger generation don't really have nothing to do. They don't have anywhere to go to keep St. Louis alive, really.
Yeah.
But we are reminded every year on 314 day how we get down and how we have always got down.
Yep.
That's the real nostalgia on 314 day.
I do want people that be shitting on the crib about on 314 that they all the fun some St. Louis, but every time somebody gets shot in the hood, man, and see, this is why I left. That's why I
can't move.
Yeah. I think there should be a moratorium on those people. They shouldn't be able to speak on the loop. And I'm gonna start next 314, I'm gonna start pulling up people receipts on their posts.
Just you be like, should.
Okay, was you saying that then?
I got you, girl. I back you.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm charging.
You gonna get back on then? You gonna get back on Facebook then? Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
On 314 day.
All right. Yo, commentarians, man, listen. If you are from St. Louis, outside of St. Louis, you want to tell us something you heard, you want to throw out a memory or somewhere we can go going forward. You know, this was a kind of a nostalgic joint. Like I said, we was kind of paying homage to some of the fallen. RIP West, sure. AKA Solo, man.
Yeah.
Because he was out there in them streets. Yeah. He was out there in them streets. Half them the new records that Cass was heard at the club, he walked them in there personally.
Right.
So, you know, bro, we gonna miss you, dog.
Salute.
Keep your head up, man. Young people, I'm charging you all to find a new soul of the city, man.
Everybody wins. Shout out everybody to Solo and the whole crew that took that picture, because that was the energy within itself. But the one thing y'all ain't talked about, I know we getting ready to get out of here, but what's AI, up? Harlem, even Daryl, ain't nobody talked about the food. St. Louis is known for certain foods.
It's true.
Toasted ravioli. It's true. as people say, toasted ravioli.
I see it on Harlan face. She want to say it that's
special. Just Chinese food. Just Chinese food.
Thank you. I was gonna fucking say Sweetie Pie's Durl.
Oh my bad.
No, I was gonna say Chinaman.
There we go. Of course you would do it. Now they said Chinese food. Of course you go ahead and say Chinaman.
Whatever. You just said it.
Right, but no, I'm repeating after her. I didn't initiate it.
So, Best Soda, Red Hot Riplets, Emo's Pizza.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Emo's. The funny thing is, all my out-of-town homies, especially the East Coasters, when they come here, man, it's the whole conversation about who has the best Chinese food.
Chung Wa on Olive and U City.
Nisa's on Jenny Station Road.
Yeah, nope. No, look, there's no question that St. Louis has the best Chinese food damn near in the world.
What's the...
Oh, we know, but it's what restaurant is the best?
Oh, well, that's different. No, he was talking about the East Coast people jumping in and talking about it's them out there.
No,
it's who, when they come, they want to know where do you go to get the best Chinese food.
I got you.
And I just said Chung Wa on Olive in University City. I don't know why Rashad is still trying to argue with me.
First off, I was eating Chinese food before you was even alive. Lisa's on Jenny Station Road. Yeah, I am. And good thing coming to old packages.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
But anyway, bye. So here's the thing. As you notice, we're going back and forth for the people who are like, we don't like it when you go back and forth. But we are going back and forth because everybody has their favorite
Chinese restaurant.
Restaurant, you know what I'm saying? But here's the thing.
Still got time to go get a box of rice.
Harlem will come try Lisa's and I'll go try that in U City and we'll still talk shit, but we'll be eating the food and enjoying it. It's so good.
Yeah.
This is like the best of the best. People come to St. Louis, put freeze Emo's Pizza and Chinese food and go back to wherever they from. That's how cold it is, man.
That's real shit. Yep. That's real shit. St. Louis is just the epicenter for a lot of dope shit. And as much as people want to downplay it, as much as we've lost people to the streets of St. Louis, you know, St. Louis does eat its fucking young when the sun goes down. I'm not even going to sit there and pretend like that's not a thing. But I'm a proud St. Louisan. I am one of those people who will be moving soon. And it's not because I'm running away from St. Louis, but it's just, it's time for me, and I'm not going to Atlanta or Dallas, DC? But Maryland.
I'll say this about St. Louis: if you really want to roll out who's came out of St. Louis versus a lot of cities, St. Louis gonna be in your top five to seven cities, particularly black people. Like, and that's real talk. Like, if you want to really stack up for real, start talking about who's from St. Louis, like, you just don't know a lot of these cats is from St. Louis.
That's right.
It's not going to be that many, but outside your New York, LA, Chicago, it's going to be hard pressed for you to find cities that's going to be able to beat us.
Yep. One of my absolute favorite people who I've told this story before, her book actually like literally saved my life. Auntie Jennifer Lewis. She's from Kenlock. Like, She'll tell you she from here. She proud, you know. St. Louis bred a lot of dope ass people. Point blank. Period. Going back as far as damn Josephine Baker.
That's a fact. And to tie on to what you said, Harlem and Daryl, it's like St. Louis is a hard place to exist. It can be, but I'm telling you, St. Louis people used to be, oh, if you make it in New York, you can make it anywhere or whatever. I always felt like if St. Louis rocked with you, you definitely was going to make it anywhere in the world, man. And I honestly feel that way, man. It builds a lot of character. A lot of times we just focus on, oh, it's violent, or, oh, you know, I ain't got ran through, or whatever reasons people leave St. Louis.
What the fuck?
But y'all know.
I didn't say nothing.
But that was something AI would have said. I just said it for him. But no, at the end of the day, man, to like come up in St. Louis, man, it really is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful place. A lot of beautiful architecture and so on and so forth. It's just sometimes the mentality back here is not even slow. Because I think St. Louis is actually way more advanced than we give ourselves credit for. sometimes we just hustle backwards. We click off, we don't build together. But I'm telling you, St. Louis, man, it's just easy for us to shine anywhere we go. That's why, like, real quick, if you go out of town and you see somebody from St. Louis and you from St. Louis, man, y'all like this. But unfortunately, when we get back to the Lou,
I don't fuck with you.
Yeah, it was. I'm gonna leave that alone. But it was right some,
people. They're just like people do not fuck with you, Cityans. It's us against the world. We don't care.
It was some tight relationships with Summer Rain that ended up being breakups when they came back home.
You messy.
But I'll leave that alone. I'll leave that alone. Commentarians, we appreciate it. Episode 11.
Yeah, we love y'all.
I'm gonna say less. We gonna sign out.
I'm definitely saying less.
Hey yo, thank y'all for listening, man. Get at us. Facebook. Facebook is the commentary discussion group. Mm-hmm. Podcast. No, email. I said podcast. Email is commentary podcast show. No, commentary show at gmail.com.
Damn it, Alan.
Commentary show at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Y'all know where to see all of us at. If you're from St. Louis, hit us up. If you're from outside the crib, hit us up. I think next episode we're going to bring back Money, Power, Respect. We're going to talk about a little bit of standards and self-respect amongst Black women and men.
Yes, God.
Because it's time to have that conversation. We've been dragging it, y'all, but we're going to jump back in. You know, it's a series. So
it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it.
It's going to be worth it, for sure.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Before we get out of here, I do want to remind everybody that it is National Suicide Prevention Week. So do me a favor and check on y'all strong friends. Check on your friends who may be going through something. And if you are that person, just know that you are not alone. You can hit me up. I'm with the shits. I plan to share my story on my Instagram. So follow me for that at The Interrupted Black Girl.
Hey. And for all my people that are thinking about committing suicide, September is Life Insurance Awareness Month.
This motherfucker here.
This brother.
No, in all seriousness.
Look, you made come on.
Suicide is real. Yeah, and is. Make sure that, you know, B said she's here for you. Mm-hmm. Got the hotline, everything.
That's
so,
all. You know when the hotline bling.
What?
Hit us up.
I would like to end the show with this. Oh, AI, they know where to find you?
Yeah, by this at this point, if
they know where we are, man. But I do want to say this real quick on a more positive but real note. This is commentary, intellectual Black versation. You have three and a possible, which is Daryl, because he pops in whenever he wants. We have different opinions, different ideas, different thoughts, and it all together in unison, which means together. So this is how this show rocks, and it's such a beautiful thing. So we appreciate when you ride with us, and let's continue to grow as a family. But understand that we all have different ideas, thoughts, perspectives, opinions, so on and so forth. And this is how you build. This is commentary. I'm Rashidism. Good night.
This nigga here.
Peace.
Bye. Bye.